Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the United Nations warned this week that some 20 million people in Africa and the Middle East are on the brink of famine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the food crisis is particularly bad in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen.
We had a combination of factors. We have El Nino. We have now different other weather patterns with similar effects. We have a multiplication of conflicts that became particularly dramatic from the point of view of access.
That's particularly true in South Sudan, where the UN declared a famine in areas that have been torn by war. The agency says 100,000 people there are starving, and millions more need help immediately. Rose Ogulla is in the South Sudanese capital of Juba. She's working with the aid group World Vision with their famine response team, and she joins us via Skype. Rose, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
You've been visiting clinics this week in Juba where people are coming in for help. How bad is the food problem where you are?
It's really quite bad because of the huge food insecurity that people are suffering from countrywide. Malnutrition levels have gone up really high. And we're talking about 270,000 children suffering from severe malnutrition. Just yesterday, I went to a health center right here in Juba, the capital. And I met this little girl. Her name is Mary, and she's 14 months old. And she's severely malnourished. She weighs about 6 kilograms, which is about half of what a child her age should weigh.
What kind of help are aid groups able to offer, and is it mostly short-term stopgap measures?
Quite a lot short-term, in some cases just trying mid-term, but mainly short-term. World Vision, for instance, is offering plans to reach about 900,000 food insecure people within this year. We've already reached close to 400,000 in the last 6 months. And we also have programs that are addressing malnutrition among children below the age of 5, because they are really, many of them are really affected. And therefore, we would like to save that generation. Otherwise, we're going to be losing a generation if these children are not supported or are not given the necessary food assistance that they require.
The youngest are the hardest hit. We should say that South Sudan is the newest country in the world. It formed in 2011 after it broke away and declared independence from Sudan. The country's been in a state of war since independence because the president, Salva Kiir, has been fighting with troops loyal to the opposition leader, his former deputy. How much is that conflict behind the famine?
It's contributing quite a bit because when there's conflict, then people get uprooted from their homes. And this has interrupted food production in areas that were considered food baskets for this country. In addition, there's an economic crisis going on in this country. Therefore, even the little food that is available is quite unreachable for most people in this country. And again, due to insecurity, sometimes even humanitarian workers are not able to reach some of the areas where people need assistance.
The South Sudan government seems like it's more focused on bullets than bread. What, if anything, is the government doing to help its people?
What I know is that the humanitarian community here is really crying out to the international community to help the humanitarian workers here do what they need to do, and also calling on the international community to work with the government of South Sudan and to see whether peace can resume in this country.
Are people unable to farm because of the ongoing fighting?
Quite a lot, because if people are uprooted from their homes, we have close to 3.5 million people displaced, some of them internally and others externally in neighboring countries. Therefore, this has disrupted their normal livelihood activities, including farming.
Are aid workers able to access the areas where people are most in need, or is the fighting and the conflict too intense there?
In some cases, we are able to access some of these places. Sometimes we have to disrupt or suspend our activities. For instance, World Vision and other humanitarian workers had to suspend emergency humanitarian assistance in a place called Waushiluk in Upper Nile because there was fierce fighting going on. And it's not just the conflict that raises or brings about access issues. In South Sudan, when it rains, some places become just unreachable, unfortunately. And the rain season is from May to November. Therefore, as we speak now, we have a small window up to May before the rainy season starts. And therefore, we need to reach the people who really, really need assistance before this rainy season starts. And therefore, we're calling on the international community, the donors, to come forward. Just early this week, a humanitarian appeal or an appeal for humanitarian assistance was launched, and $1.6 billion is required to meet the needs of about 5.8 million people in this country.
Rose Ogola is with the Famine Response Team with the aid group World Vision. She's been speaking about the food insecurity problems in South Sudan due to fighting and weather. She's been speaking with us from Juba, South Sudan. Rose, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.